Blog Talk Radio.
Exciting show lined up for you today. Got this gentleman, Love Truly, gonna come tell you about what love really about, you know. And right now, we need to hear a little bit more about that. We started off the show with my man, Praise Master G, giving it up to, you know, Big Boy Upstairs, because, you know, without him, we couldn't do a lot of these things we're doing today. You know, he make everything possible, you know. But let me see if our guest has arrived. Are you in the building, Love Truly?
Most definitely. How you doing, Lamont? How are you?
I'm blessed, man. Too blessed to be stressed, but I'm stressing anyway. But you know how it is. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I sure appreciate it. I'm glad you have me on your show. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're excited to have you here, man. Well, you know, let's get it going, man. Tell us what's good with you, man. We need to hear some good stuff, man. We got all this crazy stuff going on in the news, man. And you hear these people talking about Confederate flags and stuff. And I'm kind of trying to figure out why they, you know, I mean, it's been there for a minute. Ain't nobody said nothing up until this tragedy to make them say something. But we'll get in that with another show. But that was just on my mind right now. You know?
I got you. I definitely understand. You know what? This is why I do what I do. You know, like you said, it's a lot of crazy stuff going on in the world right now. And, you know, I do love music mainly because, first of all, you know, I'm a strong believer in God. You know, You know, I'm not a gospel singer, you know, but I'm a person who believes in doing what's right and trying to do what's right, and I'm trying to interject something in society that will make a difference. You know, love is something that we all need. You can be the hardest cat out there, you know, you can be hardcore as you want to be, but you love somebody. So I'm just trying to tap in on those positive emotions to let people know, you know what, it's all about love. You know, you got to bring it back. You know, life imitates art, and the art that we're seeing now, a lot of it's negative. Let's just get, you know, be down to it. And, you know, it's I'm not knocking anyone for what they do, but if you're going to, as artists, we have to be cognizant of the things that we do and the stuff that we put out there for people. You know, myself, I'm not an artist who targets, you know, younger people like, you know, a lot of the today's artists do. You know, I target all people. You know, you can be 8 to 80, you know, if you want to, you know, something to get down to, you know, something clean, something decent, something the family can really enjoy. You know, you want a lovely night out with your significant other, you know, put on some Love Truly. You know, it can't get no better than that.
Well, do what we do, man. Give our listeners a little background, man. Let us know kind of like where you come from, you know, what has been your inspiration and what got you on this musical journey.
Well, you know what, I was raised in Houston, Texas. I'm one of those guys, you know, Southern born, you know, Southern Baptist, the whole South. You know, I grew up with the strict parents. You know, that, yeah, I grew up listening. First of all, there was always music in my house. You know, there was always some Marvin Gaye, some Smokey Robinson, some, you know, it was just all everything from the Bee Gees to country music, Kenny Rogers. You know, my family, we, you know, we love all types of music. So I've always listened to music in the house. My father was a guitarist, so he played a guitar a lot. You know, so that really instilled music in me at an early age. You know, the funny thing about it, I didn't start singing myself until, you know, later in my life, you know, and it actually got started by accident. I wrote a song as a gift for my wife. You know, I wanted to give her a gift as sort of like a poem, and I went to a studio to get someone to record it, and I was going to give it to her as a gift. Well, got to the studio, we couldn't really find anyone to sing it the right way, so they were telling me to get on the microphone. Make a long story short, I got on the microphone, the song got posted, and from there, you know, love was born. You know, I started singing. You know, I started doing things at charity events. You know, and I'm all about giving back. I'm all about charity. You know, I did a lot for breast cancer and domestic violence and children's charities. And, you know, along the way, I didn't realize what I was starting, the following that I was getting, and the people that were paying attention to what I was doing. They all had the same thing. You know what? We need someone out there who's going to give us something positive. And granted, you got a lot of guys out there doing their thing. They, you know, positive. You know, you got John Legend out there doing this thing, Maxwell, the Reuben Studdard. So you can go on and on with the guys out there who are really doing that positive music. And when I say positive, there's a time and place for everything. You know, for me, if you want negativity, it's so much of it. Just, you know, you can find it anywhere. But something that leads people into the right direction. And when we talk about the youth, if they're listening to something that, for example, when I sing about a young lady, I'm singing about her beauty. You know, I'm singing about her qualities. I'm singing about the positive aspects of this woman. So where when you leave your house and you go out and you see that lady out on the street, you're going to think something positive, because that's the kind of, that's what I'm going to show you, how lovely she is, how beautiful she is, how I want to be with her. And even if it's sex, it's going to be something sexy. It's not going to be smut. It's not going to be degrading. And that's what I like to hear a lot of. You know, I think of my mom, and I think of my wife. I think of my daughters, you know, and I say, you know what? What do I want them to listen to? What do I want them to get into? You know, and I'm not in competition with anyone. You know, I'm love. You know, I do love music. It's all about the love. You know, that's what it's about. I'm not going to negotiate who I am or what I do for anyone. If you want something negative, they're out there for you. If you want something positive, come on to Love Truly.
That's powerful. That's powerful. I was just going to ask you to a second ago about what did you mean about music being over sexualized, but I think you just kind of pretty much answered that.
You know, and granted, you know, sex is a great thing. Sex is a product of love, you know, and it's a difference when between sex and something that's degrading. That's the thing about it. I mean, you know, sex is wonderful. You know, for example, take Marvin Gaye. I mean, this man, the first time I think I ever heard sex said out on the radio when I heard Sexual Healing. But I can remember singing that song along with my parents. You know, it was a decent song. what the song meant and what the song's about was something that you couldn't say, oh, you know, we can't listen to that. That's not, you know, that's not appropriate. You know, a lot of the stuff that I personally don't listen to, a lot of inappropriate material, is only because when I look at a woman, I see something beautiful. I see something positive. I see the queen of the world. You know, regardless of her race, regardless of her color, regardless of her size or shape, I see something beautiful. You know, there would be no world without our women. So, you know, to me, if you're going to, you know, engage with a woman, has to be respectful. I mean, turn on YouTube. You can watch women fighting men all day. I mean, I can't believe it. You see girls and guys are fighting, and they're making this trendy now. So it's wherefore it used to be taboo, you know, during my time to even bump up against a woman in the wrong way. But now they're fighting like, you know, two men out there. That's because they're actually looking at and what some people are talking about, they're starting to play out. You know, they don't look at women as being women anymore. They look at them as a sex object, something to play with, something to toy with. But that should never be the case. And if you look at what's going on in society now, you can go back to that point of what the youth are being taught. Because a lot of these crimes, just like, for example, a lot of the real heinous crimes right now are being committed by young cats. Because they, you know, and I go back, what are you watching on television? You know, what are you listening to on the radio? What kind of people are you hanging out with? You know, what kind of things are you doing to where there's nothing positive interjected in your life? So if you don't have anything positive, you're going to imitate what's in front of you.
Right. Well, I speak on that a lot myself. You know, people are basically products of the environment, and there's really no way around that. You're mm-hmm. a product of your environment. And one way or another, in order for change to take effect, you have to remove yourself from that, whether it's definitely if it's a negative situation. It's just unfortunate that a lot of people that are in dysfunctional situations, they don't even realize that they're in a dysfunctional situation because that's their normal.
Mm-hmm. You're right. You're right about that. You're right about that. You know what Will said. That was Will said.
Yeah. So, man, all we could do is what we do here, try to keep putting our positive message out there in the universe and hope, well, not hope, but know that the one that our message is meant to be heard by is going to be heard by, and all we can mm-hmm. do is stay prayerful that the ones don't get it will get it.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, I tell you, it's refreshing to actually hear you speak like that. And, you know, you can just, one of the biggest compliments that I've had since I've been doing music, I was in the studio with DMX, and, when he came in, of course, DMX is the man. You know, he was, you know, I was really surprised at his attitude when we were talking. You know, he's a really cool guy, real easy to get along with. I've met him several times, and we were in the studio, and he actually came in and was listening to me. You know, I'm on the microphone doing my thing. And afterwards, you know, he said, hey, love, let's do something together. And I said, wow, that's incredible. And I, you know, I was like, you know, I would love to do anything that I do or anyone I work with. I can work with the most hardcore rapper, a rocker, whoever there is, but whenever you do something with Love Truly, you have to, you know, it's going to have to be brought down a little bit to where our content is not going to be anything that's going to be degrading. It's not going to offend anyone. It's not going to be negative, because like I said, I'm not going to negotiate who I am for anything. You know, you could be the biggest artist on earth. If we do something together, it's actually going to have to be something positive. And, you know, and if I stick to that, I'm noticing my fan base rises by me actually sticking to what I believe in, because there's a lot of people out there, Lamont, that feel the same way that we do, and they're saying, you know, it's a change. You know, something has to happen. You know, I thank God for people like Tiffany Gaines, LRT Entertainment, SS Music Group. You know, she's given me the way to get my music out. You know, I've got a song that I have called Please, which is featuring Curtis Young, you know, son of Dr. Dre. It's a song that, you know, the song is called Please. It's basically a love song. You know, he came in and did his thing on it. You know, I love Curtis's talent. And we're going to put that out, and through Universal Distribution, In Grooves, we're going to put that out all over the world. And it's actually, the track is in New York right now. We're actually going to be putting EDM, electronic dance music, version to the track. So it's going to be hot. You know, we're going to be out there doing our thing, traveling around. You know, you can go to lovetrulymusic.com. You know, you can hit me up, Love Truly Music, on Facebook. You can always find out, you know, what I'm into and what I'm doing. And we got a lot of good things in store coming.
Right. Well, that's fantastic, man. Well, before we go too far, man, let's let our listeners put their ears on Love Truly and Please featuring Curtis Young. And
all right.
Be right. Y'all put your ears on this one, and like we say, let the windows down and turn your air conditioners up, because we finna bless your eardrums.
Love me or let me go. 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 Love me.
Hey Diddy, what it do? It be your boy named Fix, reppin' Shadow Diamonds, Global ENT. I want to give a shout out to I Am Indie Radio Station. Big up to all my independent labels, yo, getting that independent money. Hey, yo, drop that next track.
Yo, 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 we back with Love Truly, yo. All
right, all right. That was just
that was,
what's
that
up.
That was hot, man. Kept my head popping.
I appreciate it. I appreciate that, man. Like, you know, that the track that touches me every time, man. I really enjoyed creating that song. You know, like I said, what Curtis did was amazing, and it has a good vibe. You know, every time I hear it, it makes me smile. I love the track.
Yeah, it's a good wholesome track. That's definitely. But it. So what's next in store, man? What are you seeing in the near future for Love Truly?
Well, you know what, man, I'm continuing to make music, you know, writing songs, you know, like I said, we're going to release this track through M-Grooves and Universal. It's going to distribute this track around. It's going to be going all over, you know, all over the world, basically. You know, I'm planning to definitely get on stage with Curtis, you know, do a few things, make a few things happen, you know, collaborate with other artists out there, you know. You know, Love Truly, you know, whenever I do something, you know, and I'm blessed to do something, I always think about giving back. So I'm actually, you know, I got a few charities that I'm looking at to do something for, you know, a couple of surprises coming up. You know, I've done some things for charities before, and I also believe in always you have to give back. You know, it's just how your blessings come. Definitely, you know, when you take care of those in need, you know, someone sick or something like that. So, you know, that it just goes with the whole love thing. You know, I call myself Love Truly, and because I'm truly, you know, trying to do something different. I'm trying to bring something positive into the world. And I hate to continue to say things about the world in a negative way, but I'm just looking at, if you weigh the balance right now, it's sort of out of whack. You know, you hear more hatred than you do love. And you know, I just want to do my part to interject love into society. And I think if everybody takes out the time to do something positive, you know, for example, even your words, you know, you've been heard, you know, by millions of people listening to you. And there's, and, you know, the things you're saying is positive. You know, it touches you. It's refreshing. And, you know, and a lot of these people out there that you see committing some of these things, I guarantee, it's just like you said, if they had have known something else, then they might not have made that decision that they made. You know, so with me, you know, with the love, you know, I've been married for 24 years. You know, I love my wife. She's my inspiration behind my music. You know, I love the Lord. I truly love people. You know, I love having a good life. I love having a good time. You know, music for me is something that I truly enjoy doing. You know, it's a high for me to actually walk into the studio and get on that microphone to sing. You know, I truly love it. Another high of mine is actually being able to get on I Am Indie Radio here and talking to Mr. K. Diddy himself. That's also something I love doing.
Well, I look at you as a chef, man. Quincy Jones told me that one time. He said, doing what we do, it's almost like being a chef in the kitchen. The only difference is we use different ingredients. We may use a horn or a keyboard or a string instrument and two or three different vocals. But at the end of the day, we put these ingredients together and we come out with a finished dish. So he said,
be a chef. I love it. I love it. I'm going to have to use that. I'm going to have to use it.
And that's true, because people ask me a lot of times, man, are you a producer? I say, no, I'm a producer's producer. They say, well, what do you mean? I said, that's what I do. You know, I know a lot of people. You know, I write music. I play music. I've been in it forever. You know, and it's like I like different tastes, different spices, you know, things you learn when you travel the world, different sounds. You pick up different things. But when you get in the lab, the studio, I mean, that's what we are. We are in our kitchen then.
That's right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
That's where we are.
Right.
So we put all these little different elements together, and that joy that you're speaking of is the same joy, you know, any chef would get when he prepare a dish, and the people that sample or taste that dish, you know, they really enjoy it, and that's what we get out of our music.
Awesome. That's awesome, man. That's a beautiful analogy right there. And I can tell you this, I've never even heard it put like that, but it makes complete sense, man, and definitely, and that's exactly how I feel. When you do something you love, it just gives something to you. You know, it adds to you. It adds to your belief system. It adds to your day in total becomes better. You know, and music is something I love, and I'm just glad to be surrounded by the people.
Isn't that what a true producer does, though? Isn't that what a real producer does? They take and put them together, because if everybody could do it, they would, you know, but everybody can't say, well, I'm going to take Love's Truly and I'm going to put him with a Curtis, or I'm going to put him on this track, or I'm going to change this bass line, or, you know what I mean? Everybody can't do that and come out with something that really touched people, and let alone if it's a R&B track, which end up being covered by other artists, you know, for generations, then that's really heavy. You know, you really created something heavy then, and that's something that, you know, we all strive for, is that line.
Yes. Absolutely. You know, I've been blessed to see some of the best at work. You know, I did a couple of shows. I was blessed to be able to share the stage with Drew Hill and Case and H-Town. And, you know, and I was just watching these men at work, you know, and loving what they do. You know, some the attitudes of those guys are great. You know, from Cisco, all the guys, they're awesome. Case, awesome guy. H-Town, those brothers are, you know, tremendous guys. And they were giving me, you know, feedback and telling me different things. And exactly what you just mentioned, you know, they love what they do. You know, they're all chefs, you know what I'm saying? And trust me, they you know, the kitchen was smelling good.
Yeah. I mean, they go in there and they go in there and they put stuff together and they go home, go back in the lab and they put other stuff together, delete stuff, you know, and when they finally come out with something that's cool, then I'm like, okay, this is what I
wow.
did. This is my dish right here.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to continue to do this because, like I said, you know, one thing about it, you know, once you find that niche in something that you love and enjoy, and then people give you the confirmation, you know, like I get a lot of compliments from people, you know, from around the globe, you know, from Asia, Africa, India, you know, Australia, all over, you know, people contact me and let me know, they send me a message. And, you know, I just love that feeling, you know, when someone told me one time they were going to use a song that I did at their wedding. You know, that, you know, for me, that's why I do this. You know what I'm saying? That's about bringing the joy, the happiness. You know, when you think of Love Truly, I want you to think of that wholesome music, you know. And, you know, like I said, when DMX gave me that compliment, you know, I pray to work with him in the future. You know, it's been several years ago. I've made some changes, did a few things. And like I say, connecting with the likes of Tiffany Gaines is definitely, you know, if you're out there in the music business and you're serious, that's a name you should definitely know is Tiffany Gaines. LRT Entertainment, SS Music Group, an awesome person, a beautiful spirit, and the guidance that they have in showing you what needs to be done, showing you and helping you is, you know, anybody shows you love in this business, because this is definitely a business that you have to be very careful in, because it can get grimy. You know, it can get downright dirty sometimes, but to find a true gem like Tiffany Gaines is absolutely beautiful.
Well, that's what I also like to let my listeners know, that this is the music business. This is not the music play.
Mm-hmm.
There's a distinct difference, you know what I mean? It's just like any other occupation or any other trade out there. Learn your craft. Learn what it is that you're supposed to do. You know, prepare yourself. And I don't know who even said that, but they said if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. And that says a lot.
Right.
If you're an artist, mm-hmm. learn what it is to be an artist, you know. Get your vocal lessons together. I mean, register your music, practice, you know, learn how to perform. The first thing,
yes.
People don't have no money. Let's look at that. People don't have no money. And if you're going to be an artist and you're going to go out there and perform with somebody, you know, you're going to have to go out there and do something that deserves to be compensated for. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, prepare yourself, man. You know, people don't have no surplus cash to be blowing on nobody. You know,
that's
give
true.
Them a show. You know, make them
mm-hmm.
want to come see you, man. Make them want to contribute to donate to your children's college fund. You know, back in the era that I come up in, man, we perform. Performers perform. They went out there. They look like performers. They dress like performers on and off the stage.
That's right.
And they went out there and gave a show. You know, because like
you're
you
right.
said, they enjoyed what they did first. They enjoyed being an artist first. And the reward
mm-hmm.
was the compensation and appreciation they got from the artist.
That's right. That's right.
And I see a lot of artists nowadays, man. They lazy. They trifling with their music. They trifling with their appearance. And then they get pissed off when nobody want to give them money to come see them. And then they still lazy on top of that because then they don't want to promote themselves. And then they want somebody else to believe in their dream more than they believe in their own dream. Lord, did somebody hear me out there?
Wow, amen. I tell you, you hit the nail on the head with that one. You know, I took my wife to see Smokey Robinson in Lake Tahoe a few years back, and I tell you, that man in his 70s, it was amazing the show that he put on. You know, I'm watching this man sweat. You basically couldn't tell the difference from him in the 60s up until now. You know, he gave his all at that concert, you know, and it was... You know, things like that, you know, like exactly what you're saying. One thing about me is I am my biggest fan. I absolutely believe in what I'm doing. And you're right. You know, you have to believe in this thing and work at it. You know, I've many nights my wife come to me and she say, you know, you come into bed because I'll be up. I'll be writing or I'll be doing something or trying to put something together, you know, because it's, you know, this is something that if you're going to do it and you're going to say, I am going to be a music artist, I'm going to be someone who is going to do this, and this is going to be my full-time gig, you have to treat it that way. You know, just like you go to work every morning, you get up, you know, you do your routine, you got to do the music like that. You got to give your 100% into this. And if you don't, then basically, you know, just be ready to make a lot of CDs for yourself and your family to listen to, because it's not going to go anywhere if you don't put no effort into it.
No, and then your family ain't going to support you because everything that you make, they want a copy free.
Well said. Very well said.
No, I'm just trying to keep it real for our listeners out there, man, because I found this out many, many, many times, you know. You know, mm-hmm. You buy neighbors cookies or you buy some cookies from your neighbor's little girl to sell her some Girl Scout cookies, but let one of your friends come say, man, I just got a new CD, man. You know, it's only $10 and see how they look at you.
You're right. You're absolutely right about that. And you know what? And you know, and this, I tell everyone, people ask me all the time, you know, there was, you know, about how I got into music. I say, you know what, this is the most sought after industry in the world. I mean, you look at American Idol, you get, you know, hundreds of thousands of people, thousands of people in this city, that city, that city. You got one winner, right? That's one winner. You know what I'm saying? I don't even think there's a second and third place. So it's like, you know, everyone wants to be in this business. But what the difference is that I've learned and that I'm seeing is definitely you can't do it on your own. I mean, first of all, you got to humble yourself enough to know, just like you were saying, if your craft is not right, you got to work on it. You can't take that personal. If someone comes to you and say, hey, I'm not liking the way this sound, you know, you got to look at yourself. Be ready to make those necessary adjustments. You know, of course, stand true to what you believe in and your craft. Definitely have to work on your skill. It's like a carpenter or anything else. You have to get better. And, you know, and I'm seeing that connections, you know, granted, like I said, I've been blessed in a lot of ways because of my belief system. Like I said, I've always went toward the positive things. I've always, when people were telling me, you know, in the beginning, hey, you know what, that's the hardest business to get into. You know, you have to be a youngster nowadays. That's the most untrue statement ever. You have to be a youngster. The youngsters follow the older guys in music all the time. Even if the beats that you're hearing are the beats that have been around since the 70s. The beats that have been around since the 60s, they twisted.
They're in the show that everybody is a product of their environment.
Mm-hmm.
All these actors, who do they listen to growing up? Did they listen to their parents' music?
Wow. Yep.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
What did they listen
mm-hmm.
to at school? They listened to what they were hearing as young men, young women, teenagers. You know, because when they were youngsters, their parents were young, and whatever music they listened to, that's what their children listened to.
That's true. Mm-hmm. You're right.
You know, so you hear a lot of these producers, young producers, you know, that's my beat. You know, I created that. Dude, this is some shit you done heard for the last 18 years subliminally, you know, through your mama's and them daddy's and them door in their car, dropping you off in the babysitter, you know what I mean?
Right.
And on the
right.
radio and TV, yeah, you put your little twist and your little flavor or your little seasoning sauce, whatever you want to say on it. You know, I got that, and we'll give you that. But, man,
mm-hmm.
come on. Come on. You know, if it wasn't for the Eddie Leverts and the Smokies and,
wow,
you know, the L.J. Reynolds and the Walter Scotty Whispers and, you know,
mm-hmm,
the Luthers and the Marvins and all those people that actually, I want to say they kind of shaped a culture or an era. Maybe that's a better way,
mm-hmm,
to put it. Era.
Yes.
You know, and, mm-hmm, and love songs and music, period. It touched all genres.
That's right. That's right. Mm-hmm. And you know, and you said something strong. You know, for example, let's get into some of the biggest guys out there right now. Let's talk about some rap. When you look at Lil Wayne, you look at Drake. To me, some of the biggest success that they've had is when they went back and they touched that heart. When they, for example, you know, I'm Coming Home, you know, with Coming Home from Drake, that was awesome. It took me a while to even know that was him. I was like, my gosh, you know, this is great. You know, when Lil Wayne came with How to Love, those tracks, you know, when if you're going to put something out there, every now and then you've got to touch people in a very, very positive way, because that leaves a lasting impression. That's why you mentioned, you know, Luther and Smokey. We were touched by these men. You know, you can be somewhere and you put on that music, and I don't care who's around you, what race, they're going to know that song. They're going to know the track.
Man,
now,
I
was at
I didn't even know how to slow dance till it was Smokey. When he came out with Ooh Baby Baby, I started looking at girls.
Mm-hmm. You better believe it. You better believe it. And those are the same tracks you're going to romance your lady to at nighttime. You know what I'm saying? You're in that mood. You want to sit back and relax. You're going to go put on that good music. You know, you can't. And one thing about me is all about respect. When I'm with my lady, you know, I want her to be respected, and I'm going to show her respect. When I put that music on, all I want to hear is that good beat and that good message. That's why I tell some of these young cats out there, you know what, watch your lyrics. Watch what you're saying. Because first of all, you're not going to get radio play with some of the things that you're putting out. Second of all, if you have to come back in 5 years and look at that, you want to change your image because you've had a child or you've fallen in love or you have a significant other. You don't want to look back on your life and say, look at what I was. Look at what I was putting out there in society. Because I tell guys that all the time, and that's every form of music. You know, it's you want to put something and you want to do something that's, first of all, is going to say something about you as a human being. You can talk about your situation and your surroundings all day long. If you're in the hood, you might see negativity all day. But if that's what you want out of your life, then okay, that's what you're going to be. And unfortunately, if you're going to continue to be negative, we all see how that ends up. There's a place for you. But if you want to step outside of the box and reach back into your soul and say, you know what, let me give them something that they can feel. Let me give them something. Even these young cats, if they put their minds to it, you know, I'm not telling everybody to be a love singer. You know, I love some of the hardcore stuff out there. But I'm just saying, put something in your message that is positive, that somebody can listen to you and say, hey, that song made me feel this way today. That's what I strive for. And Lamont, I can tell you, when I get those confirmations, it makes my day all the time.
Well, all I can do is tell him go talk to Snoop Dogg. He'll tell you about he'll tell everybody about growth and,
wow,
and maturity.
Mm-hmm.
Talk to LL Cool J. He'll tell everybody about growth and maturity. And I'm gonna throw one more at you. He'll tell you about,
wow,
growth and maturity. You know,
that's true.
And I guarantee, if it's a lot of things that they could take back and say, I wish I hadn't done that, they would. But in hindsight, just like anything else in life, you grow, or at least you should.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Well, God didn't make, mm-hmm, any perfect people. Yeah, we make mistakes, you know, and then as we get older, we see things that may not have been the wisest thing. We understand why we did what we did, and we can't take it back, but all we can do from this point forward is be a better man as a result of it.
Wow. Wow, man, it's beautiful. You're right. You're right about that, man. And you know, and like I say, hindsight in 2020, you know, I can tell you this, you know, this show is something that I hope everyone tunes in and hear what you're saying. And you know, like I said, you know, I'm definitely a fan of you, Lamont, because, you know, when people speak true from the heart and real, you know, that's what it's all about. And that's what a lot of people, you know, need to hear. I got a 16-year-old son. You know, he's turning 17 this year. And I tell my son, look, man, you're going to have to do things the right way. You know what I'm saying? I tell him about, you know, no matter what you see or listen to, this is the way it should be. Right? I'm going to show you the way it should be, and then you can decide yourself which way you want to go. But you have to give, you know, your children and the young people something to look forward to that say, look, this is where it should be. So he sees a young lady, you know, honestly, you know, a father that has a daughter that would date my son should be very proud, because first of all, he's going to respect her. That's what he's been taught. He's been taught to respect the lady. Don't call the lady out of her name. The B word, that's not even an option. Not when you're talking about a woman. That's not an option, right? And I tell everyone, you want to get into the worst fight of your life? Go up to a prostitute and call her a whore. She'll kill you. You know, every woman, you know, every woman, they believe it, a lot of their environments and what they're around and how they've been treated. No, you take a girl, beautiful, I've seen her many times, beautiful young lady with all the promise in the world, so disrespected by the men that's around her. And then she becomes this person that doesn't trust anybody. She becomes this person that is hurt. She becomes this person that she's going to have to go through a lot of negativity before she finds out who she is. And it doesn't have to be that way. And that's why I'm saying, hey, you come to a night of love, truly music. First of all, you know, if anyone's seen me in concert, I have guys handing out roses off the stage. I compliment the ladies. I compliment the fellas for bringing the ladies. That's what it's about. You're going to have a show to where when you leave there, you're going to go home with your significant other and it's on. And you're going to feel good about yourself because you're not going to be disrespected and you're going to hear something. And if I do a song or if I sing something that's being done by another artist, you know, because they've got some people out there that's some of these artists out there, for example, I'm going to go back, Billy Ocean, you know, Brian McKnight, you know, if you start talking about, you know, Jonathan Butler, you know, a lot of these cats people don't even hear about, but right. They don't even know. Billy Ocean is still overseas, you know, hair white as snow, doing his thing, filling up stadiums all over the place, singing nothing but that great love music. And here we're finding, I'm starting to see that I used to watch a lot of the award shows that would come on, but I find myself falling asleep because it's the same thing. Give me something. That's why when I see brothers like John Legend out there doing this thing, even brothers like Common, guys like that, they get out on that stage, man, and they give you something. You know, you're like, wow, look at what these brothers are doing. You know, John Legend, you know, they got to give you goosebumps because he's got that thing about him to where he's actually adding something to the world. And that's a brother that I would love to work with. That's one of the goals that I want to work with. You know, Lionel Richie. 100%, always wanted to work with Lionel Richie, and that's one of the goals that I'm putting for myself, to work with these positive cats that's been out there doing their thing for a while.
Common is underrated. Yeah, Common is a very, very deep, well-rounded brother.
Absolutely. And you're right. When you say underrated, man, Common is incredible. And, you know, his message in his work, and then just the this man's message is period in what he says. Yeah, everybody should
work,
hear.
His work ethics, period. His work ethics, period. Even in the roles in his movie, in the movie stuff that he portrays, his work ethics, period, speaks for itself.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely. That's right. And to do a song with him, oh, my gosh. You know, that's why when Curtis, if you heard him on my track, please, just now, you know, when he put his rap on there, the things that he said, you know, and the way he put into it. And I told him, man, that was awesome. That was great the way you did it. He and I have become friends. You know, we talk on the phone a lot. You know, he's over in Lusaka in Africa now doing his thing, you know, and I was honored to work with Curtis, you know, great, great guy.
Yeah, I talked to him about a week ago, yeah, before he left anyway. I talked to him for a little while.
Oh, okay. Okay, yeah, he's doing this thing, you know, he's out there, you know, he and I got a lot of stuff, we got a lot of other works, there's more songs that's going to be coming from he and I, so, you know, everybody just stay tuned, because we got some beautiful music that's going to be coming out, something that's for the whole family, you know, that's another thing, too, you know, I did a song called Skin, you know, for the Ladies Night Out tour, you know, it's a very, very sexy song, sensual song, because I tell everybody there's a time for everything, you know what I'm saying, and that's the song that I did because of the fact that, you know, hey, the ladies want to hear something sexy. They want something nice. They want something right. But at the same time, if you play that song and your child is in the car with you while it's playing, it's not going to be a time when you say, oh, that's too much, because I worded the song right to where an adult can know exactly what I'm saying. A child is going to love the beat. a child is going to love what they're hearing, but it's those little intricate messages that you put in there to where someone will say, oh, you know what, he's talking about getting busy. That's what this man is talking about. And that's, and hey, you know what I'm saying? If you out there, you with your person, whoever you with, you know, you with your lady, you with your guy, you doing your thing, you want to have a good time, you know, love is love, sex is sex. You combine the two with some good music, good night.
Hey, well, I didn't know Betty Boop was a lady of leisure until I was grown. All we saw when we was kids, all we knew was she did boo boo bee doop, and she was standing on the corner looking cute, and the little dress blew up a little bit.
Right? The same here. I didn't know that either. And it's funny you mentioned that. I had no idea because that's all we saw. But it's like, oh, okay, that's too big.
We thought it was just a cartoon. We didn't know she was out there working.
Yeah, she's definitely a working girl, and I tell you, she obviously ain't, must have been the best at it because she's the most well-known, I guess you could say. So, hey, hats off to Betty.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. So is your single man, is it to be, I mean, is it going out by itself, or is it going to be packaged with a full CD, or how's that working?
Yeah, you know, we're going to release the single by itself first. Like I said, there's a verse, the version that you just had there, definitely, and we also got an EDM mix, which is going to be released, you know, just about all the clubs, you know, the DJs, you know, big and small, are going to be getting the song, and it's definitely something that people look forward to. It's going to have a really hot beat to it, something you can move to. You know, we got a lot of plans for it, and like I said, there's a lot of music that I've done. I've literally written over 130 songs, so I've got tons of material, tons of work. You know, like I say, if you want to see some of the stuff that I've done, you know, you can go to my website, lovetrulymusic.com. You can listen to the music. You know, you can connect with me on Facebook, you know, Twitter, see what's going on. I keep Instagram posted on, you know, what I got going on. But, yeah, you're going to have a lot to come from Love Truly. It's just the beginning. I mean, I'm just about to touch the surface. And like I said, through the blessing that I've had with Tiffany Gaines getting things out, it's going to be incredible.
Right, right. Well, we definitely, man, going to continue to push your music on this end and, you know, definitely keep us abreast of what you got going on, of any upcoming shows and stuff, so we can put the word out.
Okay.
And, we know you're going to do some great, great things in the industry, you know, and we're definitely looking forward, you know, to hear some more from you.
Okay. Hey, I just want to make it official, you know, that, you know, Love Truly has just adopted Mr. Lamont Patterson into the Love Truly family. So we family now. That's official.
Well, right on, brother. We definitely, definitely appreciate it, man. And we're going to do what family do, you know, because it takes a whole family to raise one what. And we got a whole bunch of kids out there we need to raise, you know, and start being about each one, teach one, instead of just talking about it. And the little knuckleheads out there, y'all need to listen, man, because if I had to think that, you know, I had to leave my stuff the way to y'all the way things is going on now, man, I don't know about that one.
Wow, right, right.
Y'all, we got to fix some things, and, you know, and these parents out here, y'all got to start taking responsibility for some shit too, man. You can't be thinking these people out there in the street going to raise your kids, because if y'all don't know it, they killing y'all kids.
They killing y'all. Wow, that's true. They killing the kids. And that, you know what? That is so true. You know, I see these guys out here sometimes, and it's like, hey, you know what? These young dudes have no idea. You can look at the behavior that they have on the street, and it's like, Where did you get your education from? And a lot of it, man, is coming from, you know, television, video games, you know, certain songs. Are they trying to follow some role model that is not a role model? And that's, you're right, the parents need to stand up. I know it's hard. People are working 2-3 jobs nowadays. It's hard to spend time with your family. But you've got to make that time to sit back, you know, talk with your kids, you know, let them know what's going on. You know, even myself, I make sure I pull my son to the side. You know, I'm an avid bike rider. You know, I love riding my bike. You know, I get out there, I'll get me and my son, we'll get out on the trail, we'll talk, you know, and I just share things with him. You know, it's like, hey, put them video games down, you know what I'm saying, pull your pants up, you know, open your minds, you know, open your eyes and see what's around you. Because, you know, it's a lot worse, and you and I know this for sure, it's a lot worse than what people think. You know, it's really bad out there, you know, and it's only going to get worse unless we do something to change. And that's why I say, you know, me, Love Truly, I always will be. And I'm not afraid to give my opinion. You know, I'm not. I've talked to groups of people. I've talked to groups of kids. You know, I've been fortunate enough to have my voice heard by thousands of people on stage. You know, and I always get something positive out there. And you know, again, anybody wants to hear my music, you know, definitely my new single, go to Spotify. You know, Spotify, Xbox Music. You can go check out, you know, Love Truly Music anywhere. You know, check it out and listen. And we're gonna keep a lot coming your way. And I can tell you, Lamont, I sure hope this ain't the last time I talk to you, brother, because this has definitely been a joy.
No, you'll be back, brother. Like I said, come back anytime and let us know, you know, what's cracking. And the show's right out now, live to everybody, but it's definitely going to be in the archives, so anybody could pull up the show, anybody could hear the show. It's going to be, well, it's available through iTunes now as well. Probably as soon as we hang up, you know, the podcast will be available through iTunes, and whatever listeners that haven't heard it, they'll be able to hear it, and hopefully we've touched somebody somewhere about this music business, because, you know, there's plenty of room at the top for everybody, and we need people to be a little bit more serious about their creativity. I got your message, babe. You know, get a little bit more serious about their creativity, and get in that kitchen and see what you can do. And you don't have to really bite on nobody else's tracks. You don't really have to do that. You don't even have to, like, rent nobody's shit for it to blow up. And then when you go back to deal with your business, and then they ask you for all your money, you know. So think about what you're doing before you do it, and do it right. And then if you can't come up with those answers within your own camp, you know, we're always available here at IamIndieWorldMovement.com. You know, you can reach out with somebody, you know, Lisa over at LRT. You can ask somebody, you know, ask somebody. It don't hurt, you know, because we don't know everything. We don't. And it's nothing you could do in this business without a team. Believe that. Because if you think
That's
you
right.
can, boy, you're in the wrong business already.
Yeah, absolutely. You definitely need a team, and a strong, devoted team at that. And you're 100% right about that. You know, main thing I can say, people, if you have questions, don't be afraid to ask, because this – like I say, to make it in this business, you know, basically your dreams come true. But there's a lot of people out there dreaming that won't take that extra step to make something happen. And, you know, and it's like, you know, we all in it. We all want the same thing. You know, we all want the same successes. We all want to be on the top. It's just how much do you want it? How much do you want it? Like I say, I am in the radio. That's a beautiful way to start.
And let me throw one thing out there before you do go to and let our people know this, man. Keep it true. Keep it true in the game. You know, everybody know what's up. You know what I'm saying? You know, if you got a team, be loyal, be true, be committed, you know, because, you know, things is bad out there, man. You can't be shaking and faking with people. And like what Ernie Isley say, it's kind of hard to slick a can of oil. Matter of fact, it's insulting. It pisses people off. And you don't have to get down like that. If you with it, say you with it. Mean you with it. Do everything you need to do about it. If you're not, say you're not. Don't fake. Don't play. Don't waste nobody's time. Don't even degrade yourself. And don't be like what the Indians say. You know, you speak with a forked tongue. That's basically saying you're a snake. Don't be a snake. You know, you don't have to do that. You know, just be about it. Be straight up with whatever it is that you do.
That's right. That's
feel
right.
Better at the end of the day.
You 100%. I absolutely,
agree. What you say earlier in the interview, you're not going to compromise yourself for nobody. You're not going to make yourself less than from anybody, and I totally can respect that. You know, I would rather people respect me than like me. You don't have to like me, but you will respect me, because I'm going to respect you. If you don't respect me, I'm going to demand respect.
Yes, sir. All day, every day.
So blessings to you, brother. We appreciate you, man, and we definitely enjoyed having you on the show, and definitely wish you all the best luck in your career. Come back anytime, and we're going to continue to play your music. And
all right. Hey, I sure appreciate that, Lamont. Thank you so much for having me. God bless everyone out there that's listening. And like I said, go to lovetrulymusic.com. you know, check out your man Love Truly here, and you know, I look forward to being back on this station, and I want to come to a city near you and do my things. Hope everybody enjoy, and God bless, and blessings to Lamont Patterson, aka K Diddy. Hey, that's my brother from another
mixer
mother.
Of love.
All right.
Hey, I wanted to be the elixir of love. I didn't want to be the love tonic. All right, man. We gonna talk to you soon, man. Much love.
All right. God bless, man.
All right. Love truly, y'all. Baby,